This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden is addressing the American public Monday on the crisis in Afghanistan. These will be his first public comments since the Taliban took full control of the South Asian country on Sunday. Biden was to speak a day after Afghan President Ashraf Ghani fled Afghanistan as Taliban fighters reached the Afghan capital of Kabul. The president has consistently defended his decision to pull all U.S. troops from the country by August 31st. The Taliban had intensified attacks since the start of May when U.S. and NATO allies began pulling their last remaining troops from Afghanistan. A Taliban offensive saw them capture provincial capitals and sweep through most of the country in a little more than a week, culminating with the collapse of the Afghan government on Sunday. The U.S. has retained control of the Hamid Karzai International Airport, but it has become a scene of chaos as thousands of people try to flee the country. Earlier Monday, the White House said this morning the president was briefed by his national security team on the security situation at Hamid Karzai International Airport and ongoing efforts to safely evacuate American citizens, U.S. embassy personnel, Afghans who had worked for U.S. entities, and other vulnerable people. Even as the Biden administration has defended its decision to leave Afghanistan, it has expressed shock at how quickly the country fell to the Taliban. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Monday that the world is watching Afghanistan as he called on the Taliban to exercise utmost restraint to protect Afghan lives and allow humanitarian assistance to reach those in need. He spoke at an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council, where he said we cannot and must not abandon the people of Afghanistan. This is VOA News. Doctors and aid workers rushed to get flights to southwestern Haiti on Monday ahead of a looming storm. Hospitals in the devastated area are struggling to cope with casualties from a major earthquake that killed at least 1,297 people. Saturday's 7.2 magnitude quake brought down thousands of homes and buildings in the deeply impoverished country, a country still recovering from the assassination of its president, Jovenel Moïse, last month. The areas in and around the city of Lacaille suffered the biggest hit, putting enormous strain on local hospitals, some of which were badly damaged by the quake. Collapsed cement buildings are lining city streets. A Somali governor has told VOA Somali Service that forces belonging to the African Union mission in Somalia have shot and killed seven civilians following an ambush by al-Shabaab militants. The governor of the Lower Shabelle region, Abdul Qadir Mohamed Nur, said he confirmed through meetings with local residents that five farmers were among the civilians killed. Two other civilians whose vehicle broke down on the side of the road were also killed by the peacekeepers, he said. Nur said he personally knew one of the farmers. The shootings took place near the village of Golwin, about 100 kilometers south of Mogadishu, on August 10th. I should say the alleged shootings took place south of Mogadishu on August 10th. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said the COVID-19 state of emergency for Tokyo and several surrounding regions will continue through September 12th rather than expiring at the end of this month after a new surge in cases over the past 3 days. Tokyo announced nearly 3,000 new daily cases on Monday after a record high of just under 5,800 on Friday. All of Japan saw a record 20,400 cases that day. Suga told reporters the surge in infections is reaching alarming levels. The state of emergency began in July, just before the start of the Tokyo Olympics. With the latest extension, the emergency will remain in force during the Paralympics Games, August 24th through September 5th. And two new wildfires burned uncontrollably outside the Greek capital of Athens on Monday, forcing nearby villages to evacuate. An area near the town of Lavrio, southeast of Athens, was the first to ignite. Three villages were evacuated while 91 firefighters, six water-dropping planes, and six helicopters were deployed to contain the blaze. A second fire broke out northwest of the capital in Vilia, forcing another three villages to evacuate. 240 firefighters were working on that blaze, along with eight planes and nine helicopters. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.